Hello everyone, I'm George Mylan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel talking about the fuel protests in Ireland. Now, so far as I know, it's only in the Republic. But for a few days, some people have been protesting about the high cost of fuel occasioned by this Iran war. And if you have to drive all the time, yes, it's going to impact you. Some people don't have to take the bus or the train, and so far fares have not gone up. Cycle, walk to work, even electric bike. And yes, fuel does affect the price of electricity, but the cost of charging up your electric bike is going to be, you know, some euro cents. And then farmers, because they need a lot of fuel for their tractors, other vehicles. Fertilizer is also impacted. And obviously you have to transport your produce to market and so on. So people are furious about that and demanding government support. I mean, to cut fuel duty, to therefore bring the cost down. Now, the cost would still rise with a fuel duty cut. I mean, it depends how much big the cut is, but wouldn't rise as much as it otherwise would do. So ironically, they were blocking fuel distribution sites. So therefore, fuel can't get around the country to paralyze the country, to oblige the government to cave in. Now, that's not on. I'm all for peaceful protests. You make your point. You say what you want. You chant what you want. You show your banners and so forth in the relevant location. I mean, outside the fuel depots. But what you don't block is people getting in or out, because that's making the situation worse. You're complaining that fuel is not accessible and it's too expensive. And then you're going to cut it off altogether. That's completely illogical and grossly unfair. It's even hurting people who'd agree with you. So, you know, there's no right to take away rights. People's rights to run their lawful business, selling fuel, purchasing fuel. Therefore, people can't get to work, to school, to hospital. People have missed vital vital appointments. People are trying to go on holiday and they're not able to get to the airport because roads are blocked, motorways are blocked. People can't get to their weddings, can't get to funerals. Parents can't drop their children off from school, can't pick them up. So it's horrific, the stuff in this call. It would just infuriate me if that were the case. So depriving me of my rights, taking away my security person, my liberty to move where to I want to. All right. So, and then there was a big demonstration in Dublin, O'Connell Street, which, in case you don't know, is the widest street in Ireland. O'Connell named it after the liberator, Daniel O'Connell, the Kerry barrister who brought about Catholic emancipation in 1829, but didn't manage to get repeal of the Act of Union. Anyhow, so there were Gardaí in uniform trying to clear people, presumably some plainclothes one as well. And then a public order unit, was what we euphemistically call the riot police. Fortunately, it wasn't really a riot. There used to be only one Garda helicopter. I think we've got more now, that was flying there. And then a boat on the Liffey, a Garda boat. Now, if you're not Irish, you may not know, the Garda Síochána is the police. It's like literally guardians of the peace. People translate civic guards, because, of course, we had the Royal Irish Constabulary till 1921. And they were like a gendarmerie because they had firearms they could use. I mean, the guards do have a firearms unit for very dangerous situations, but typically the guards don't go around with that. And was it last year? Yeah, it was last sort of January 2025. They got this new look uniform with baseball caps, trying to be more 21st century. I don't quite like it myself. It's not terrible. But the old one had been unchanged, you know, for almost a century. So Gardaí, if we're going to pronounce it like the Gael Gore, I'm not. They were requesting people who brought their tractors, many farmers brought from the countryside, to paralyze Dublin to say, OK, will you leave or now get arrested? And some of them did. So, you know, take a warning. And that's good. So because the guards say, give people a last chance. You might be able to resolve the situation without arresting anyone, without any use of force. And that's obviously preferable. If they don't, then you're going to have to use force. Anyway, some had left their vehicles, and the M50 motorway, which is the main road from Dublin to Belfast, that was blocked. Fortunately, the guards managed to do so in the middle of the night when there are not many protesters there. They're sleepy and so on. Their morale is low, taken by surprise. Galway Docks, so that's in Western Ireland, so things being imported and exported, they also managed to end the blockade there. So people couldn't get critical supplies in and out, comestibles and so forth, and indeed fuel, because the protesters, they built this sort of barricade of wooden pallets and so forth on the bridge, because that was a real choke point. Anyway, it was going on for 6 days, and it affected Limerick and Cork as well, the fuel distribution site. But so fortunately, the situation seems to be being resolved. So the cabinet's meeting today, which is almost unprecedented, saying, well, where are we? Because there's a fuel crisis. So the Irish government says, right, we're going to have this new program whereby there's going to be some funding to make fuel more affordable because they recognize its cruciality to the economy. You know, there's an oil refinery in Cork and that had been blocked for some days. So it's in Whitegate, it's just east of Cork. So anyway, the crowd had to be pushed away by Gardaí and indeed the defence forces. In Ireland, we seldom say the army, we say the Irish Defence Forces, which has obviously got the Air Corps as well as the Naval Service. But we don't say Irish Army because the trouble is the IRA, a terrorist organisation, they misuse this. They go Irish Republican Army, lest there be any confusion. The Defence Forces. Okay, so the Defence Force is being used in a quasi-police role. Maybe that's a bit not on because that's not their training. Anyway, so some people were arrested. And the commissioner, as in the highest officer of the guards, he quite correctly said that the blockades are not a legitimate form of protest. So they're not because they're taking away other people's rights. So Justin Kelly is the commissioner of the guard. He said, we gave these blockaders fair warning. We're going to move the enforcement phase. And they chose to ignore that and continue to hold the country to ransom. So I'm glad he's taken this firm action. He said that they were trying to intimidate some fuel tanker drivers and stuff like that. So that is threatening violence or indeed murder. And that you can get a 10-year sentence for that. So anyway, he said the blockaders have got to terminate their blockade instantly, yeah, or they will be met with force. So the National Emergency Coordination Group, which is handling the situation. So the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, realises he's got to do something. So to that extent, the protests have succeeded, yeah? Okay, anyway, so now... Mary Lou McDonald has not exploited the situation as much as she could have done. Perhaps she realized it would backfire on her. And she said it was a difficult situation. So she said the government should negotiate with those who are taking away others' freedom. Well, where have I heard from that from her before? Okay, so diesel, it used to be about €1 and 70 cents. And then it went up to €2 and 17 cents. That is a 25% leap in just about a month. And that will really hit people in the pocket. And obviously, this is like not a negotiable. Obviously, you have to put fuel in your car, diesel or petrol, if you're going to get to work in many cases. People drop their children off at school and collect them. You're going to go to school or whatever. You have to go to the supermarket in many cases. Even things that are delivered, you know, if you get things delivered to you, that cost, there's fuel involved in that. And those prices are going to rise. Everything you use, a service or a product, that is related to fuel. The fuel is used to with the factor, with the tractors on the farm, where the food was produced, or where the cotton was harvested, or the factory of the cotton was turned into a T-shirt or whatever, and that T-shirt to be transported by ship, train, truck, or whatever to a shop, and then the electricity there. A lot of that is to do with fuel. And yes, we do have renewable energy, but not enough. So, do you think Henriot Heron did the right thing? Methinks so far. But you know, so you're gonna pay some money to bring the price down. Where's that money going to come from? What are you going to tax? Or what spending areas are you going to cut? Are you going to borrow more? These are difficult choices. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecullen79@gmail.com. Goodbye.